From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting explosions hit Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. Turkish authorities say two, possibly three, suicide bombers killed at least 28 people and wounded scores of others late Tuesday at the airport. State television said one explosion occurred near a control point at an entry to the international arrival terminal. Witnesses said police shot at one attacker after he opened fire with what was later described as a Kalashnikov rifle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. European Union leaders are holding a two-day summit to plot out a post-Brexit future. Lisa Bryant reports.
Arriving at the summit, outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron said Britain will seek the closest possible relationship with the European Union.
Britain will be leaving the European Union, but I want that process to be as constructive as possible, and I hope the outcome can be as constructive as possible.
But goodwill appears to be vanishing. Speaking to the German parliament earlier in the day, Chancellor Angela Merkel said Britain cannot expect any special benefits from the bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel say the government failed to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. Panel Chairman Trey Gowdy complained that no U.S. military assets were deployed to Benghazi, Libya, despite orders of the president and the Secretary of Defense. Military leaders said they did not have sufficient intelligence information or resources to respond. The panel Tuesday released an 800-page report on the incident that is highly critical of several government agencies but does not outline specific cases of official misconduct. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate blocked new funding to fight the Zika virus Tuesday. That action prompted a flurry of partisan finger-pointing in the chamber. Democrats banded together to defeat a $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans, objecting to cost offsets inserted into the legislation, including funding cuts to abortion provider Planned Parenthood. Democrats said the bill allocated too little money to battle Zika. One described it as a bill designed to fail. Republicans warned that the country is on the verge of a health crisis because of Zika. Volkswagen has agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement of consumer and environmental claims related to its recent emissions rigging scandal. The settlement, announced Tuesday by a U.S. District Court in San Francisco, includes over $10 billion to buy back about 475,000 polluting vehicles. Elizabeth Cabracer is the plaintiff's attorney.
The good news is we have a settlement. We have a class action settlement. It's the largest in U.S. consumer history, particularly in the auto field. And it's also the largest environmental settlement in U.S. history in terms of repairing damage caused by an auto manufacturer.
The settlement also includes $2.7 billion for environmental mitigation and $2 billion for research on zero-emissions technology. U.S. consumer confidence improved this month while the U.S. economy grew a bit faster than first thought. Tuesday's report from the Conference Board shows consumer confidence rose to its highest level since September, snapping a two-month losing streak. A separate report from the Commerce Department shows the U.S. economy expanded at a 1.1% annual rate in the first 3 months of this year. That is a slightly better expansion of the gross domestic product than an earlier preliminary estimate. Experts say new data shows stronger sales of exports and software. A new public opinion poll shows most Americans believe Democratic presumptive presidential nominee Hillary Clinton would do a better job dealing with terrorism than Republican rival Donald Trump. 50% of those surveyed in the latest Washington Post ABC News poll say they trust Clinton to handle terrorism, compared to 39% for Trump. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed appeals from two states whose restrictions on abortion clinics were struck down by lower courts. The justices refused to hear appeals about laws in Mississippi and Wisconsin that would have required physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.